Brahmano Vishnam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Oma Gyanta Madandasya Ginangina Shilakaya Chaksin Maitam Jinatas Mahi Sugadeve Namaha. So we're very happy to be here this evening to spend a couple days with all of you.
Jako smo sretni da možemo biti ovdje u večer da provedemo nekoliko dana sa vama.
We want to apologize that we're a little late.
Želimo se izviniti što smo malo kasno došli.
I think we're very late actually.
Da smo zapravo vrlo kasno došli.
And we want to thank you for staying up and having such a nice reception for us.
Želim zahvaliti što ste ostali i tako nas lijepo dočekali.
As we were driving here from Zagreb, I was thinking that this temple is like an outpost, just like in the war you have the front line and it's considered outpost, something very far away from the center of command.
Budući da dolazimo iz Zagrebačkog templa, ja sam mislio da je ovaj hram nešto vrlo udaljeno.
Of course, everyone who lives in this city, they're thinking this is a very important place. But I don't even know the name of this city. Much less where it is on the map. I still don't know where Croatia is. It's somewhere out there. But certainly we can consider it an outpost, something very far away.
Ali možemo,
are you getting that? You know what outpost is? Some insignificant place, you know, like an army, they have main command and they have way far out, they have like the soldiers, two or three soldiers staying in some place, outpost.
Ne, da, kao neka pozadina, neka straža, neka jako udaljeno mjesto, beznačajno mjesto.
So you are like soldiers in Lord Chaitanya's army.
Vi ste baš kao vojnici u vojsci gospodina Chaitanya.
Right? Transcendental soldiers.
Transcendentalni vojnici.
And this is a ISKCON outpost, very far from our home.
A ovo je iskona straža koja je jako daleko od naše kuće.
Right. Where is our home?
I gdje je naša kuća?
And don't say Zagreb.
Nemojte reći Zagreb.
A Vaishnav doesn't identify with this body or any of the designations that are given to this body.
Vaishnava se nikad ne poistovjećuje sa ovim tijelom ili bilo kojim imenovanjem koje je dato ovom tijelu.
Once we understand the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that actually we're spirit souls.
Jednom kada shvatimo učenje Bhagavad Gita, u stvari shvaćamo da smo mi svi duhovne duše.
We have an eternal identity.
Mi imamo vječni identitet.
Jivera Srupoya Krishnera Nitya Das. That is that we're all eternal servants of God, eternal servants of Krishna.
A to je da smo svi vječni sluge Boga, vječni sluge Krishna.
We only temporarily find ourselves in this material body.
Mi se samo privremeno nalazimo u ovim materijalnim tijelima.
So because we're not the body, neither are we any of the designations that are given to the body.
I pošto, ali mi nismo ni ovo tijelo, niti bilo koje od imenovanja koje je dato ovom tijelu.
We're not black or white or yellow.
Nismo ni crni, ni bijeli, ni žuti.
We're not man or woman.
Nismo ni muškarac, ni žena.
We're not short or tall.
Nismo ni niski ni visoki.
Thin or fat.
Niti debeli, mršavi.
We're not Croatian, American, German, Austrian.
Mi nismo Hrvati, Njemci, Austrijanci.
Those are only designations that are given to the body.
To su samo imenovanja koja su data tijelu.
And the body is here today, maybe gone tomorrow.
A tijelo je tu danas, možda sutra već neće biti tu.
Then you change your identity.
Tada mijenjate vaš identitet.
Dehina sminjita dehe kovanam jovanam jara tata tajantaras praptir dirashtata namuyanti. As the embodied soul continually passes from the body of a baby to a boy to a youth to an old man, the soul passes into another body at death.
Baš kao što duša U ovom tijelu prolazi kroz dječaštvo, mladost i starost, tako u trenutku smrti duša prolazi u drugo tijelo.
So we're only temporarily Croatian, American, black, white.
Mi smo samo privremeno Hrvati, crni, bijeli, Amerikanci.
But we have an eternal identity.
Ali mi imamo vječni identitet.
And along with that eternal identity, we have an eternal home, eternal associates.
A s tim vječnim identitetom imamo i naš vječni dom, vječne prijatelje.
Eternal service.
Vječnu službu.
It's simply that we've forgotten all those things.
Jednostavno smo zaboravili sve te stvari.
So we can learn about our eternal identity from hearing from the Vedic scriptures and saintly persons.
Mi možemo naučiti o tom našem vječnom identitetu slušajući o svetih osoba iz svetih spisa.
So Srila Prabhupada has informed us that our eternal home is Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao informaciju da je naš vječni dom Sri Vrindavan.
Once we were with Krishna, but we fell to the material world.
Jednom smo bili s Krishnom, ali smo pali u ovaj materijalni svijet.
So when we think of home, we think of Vrindavan.
Kada mislimo o domu, mislimo o Vrindavanu.
Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan and also Gokula Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan i također Gokula Vrindavan.
Because there's no difference between the Vrindavan of the spiritual world and the Vrindavan that is manifested in this material world.
Jer nema razlike između Vrindavana u duhovnom svijetu i Vrindavana koji je manifestiran u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Those holy dhams, Mayapur, Vrindavan, etc. We think of these places as our home.
Ta sveta mjesta, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Dham, mi mislimo o tim mjestima kao o svom domu.
Srila Prabhupada used to say that Bombay was his office.
Srila Prabhupada je obećavao reći da je Bombay njegov ured.
Vrindavan was his place of worship.
Vrindavan je njegovo mjesto obožavanja.
And Mayapur, Srida Mayapur was his home.
A Srida Mayapur je njegov dom.
So when we think of home, we don't think of Zagreb or Split or Rijeka or Pula. I'm learning all the towns here.
Kad mislimo o domu, ne mislimo.
No.
Kad mislimo o domu, ne mislimo o Rijeci, Dubrovniku, Splitu, Zagrebu ili nekom bilo kom gradu iz ove zemlje.
As Vaishnavas, enlightened Vaishnavas, we think, my home is Mayapur, my home is Vrindavan, this is the spiritual world, I'm Krishna's servant.
Kao prosvjetljeni Vaishnavi, mi mislimo, moj dom je Vrindavan, moj dom je Mayapur, ja sam Krishna's sluga.
So now we're living very far from our home.
Sada živimo jako daleko od našeg doma.
We're living very far away from home, but that is on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali to je po instrukciji Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He ordered his devotees to go to every town and village of the world and spread this Krishna consciousness movement.
On je naredio svim svojim baktama da odlaze u svoje gradove i sela svijeta da prošire ovaj pokret svjesnosti Krishne.
And by his mercy, even though we are very far away from our home, Mayapur and Vrindavan, we can create the same transcendental atmosphere.
I njegovom milošću, iako smo jako daleko od Mayapura i Vrindavana, mi možemo stvoriti istu duhovnu atmosferu.
Right. Just like Advaita Acharya, he said to Lord Chaitanya, wherever you are, my Lord, that is Vrindavan.
Kao što je Advaita Acharya jednom rekao Sri Chaitanji, gdje god si ti, moj gospodine, tamo je Vrindavan.
Because Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas and he traveled and preached, he wanted to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Jer gospodin Chaitanya nakon što je uzeo sannyasu i počeo propovijedati, htio otići u Vrindavan.
Right, he left Mayapur to go to Vrindavan.
Napustio je Mayapur da bi otišao u Vrindavan.
But his devotees tricked him in such a way that he didn't actually make it to Vrindavan. He stayed in Mayapur, Navadvip area. He was thinking that Ganges was the Jamuna and this hill was the Govardhan. But actually, his devotees loved him so much, they didn't want him to go to Vrindavan. So they tricked him. He was still staying in the Mayapur area.
Ali bakte su ga, pošto su ga jako voljeli, bakte su ga prevarili, tako da je on mislio da je u Vrindavanu iako je bio u Mayapuru.
So he said to Advaita Acharya, you've tricked me, I'm trying to go to Vrindavan, you're keeping me here in Mayapur.
I tako je mislio, ti si me prevario, ja sam mislio da idem u Vrindavan, ali ti si me ostavio ovdje u Mayapuru.
So then Advaita Acharya, he said, my dear Lord, actually wherever you are, that is Vrindavan.
Ali onda mu je Advaita Acharya rekao, ali dragi moj gospodine, gdje god si ti, tamo je Vrindavan.
Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wherever he goes, that whole atmosphere becomes surcharged with the Vrindavan atmosphere.
Господин Чайтанья Махапрабху – Всевышняя Божанская Особа. Где он, год оде, там атмосфера постоя, атмосфера Вриндавана.
So similarly, if we are following the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can create that same Vrindavan mood, that sweet Vrindavan mood, that transcendental Vrindavan mood, wherever we are, even in Croatia.
На истинный начин, где годы да одема по инструкции духовного, по инструкции Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху, и служим Чайтаньи Махапрабху, то место сейчас претворит в Вриндаван. Чак и Хорватия, Хорватска.
Croatia is the material world.
Хорватска – материальный свет.
Although this used to be a very touristic place, you know, now it's much more the material world than people were thinking.
Iako je bilo turističko mjesto, sada mnogo više materijalni svijet nego što smo mislili.
But by performing bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness, we create a little bubble of the spiritual world here in Croatia.
Ali prakticirajući bhakti yogu, mi stvaramo mali odvojak duhovnog svijeta ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
Mamcha yogi bichayana, bhakti yogi na sevate, sagunan simatityaitan, brahma bhuya kalpate. The one who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down under any circumstances, he at once transcends the modes of nature and comes to the spiritual platform. So we are Mamchayo Vichayana Bhakti Yogena. We're engaging in the process of devotional service, so we come to the spiritual platform.
Mi se uključujemo u službu predanog poštovanja i dakle dolazimo na duhovni nivo.
Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnushmaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. These are the nine processes of devotional service.
Ovo su devet procesa predanog služenja.
You can engage in one or two or three or all nine at the same time. And what happens? Mamchayo vibichayana bhakti yogena sevate. You transcend the modes of material nature. You make that place Vrindavan, the spiritual world.
Možete se uključiti u jedan, dva ili tri ili bilo koji od tih devet procesa i što se događa? Vi istog trena transcendirate gune materijalne prirode i to mjesto postaje Vrindavan, duhovni svijet.
Actually, many times when people come to the temple, they don't know very much about the Krishna consciousness movement.
A mnogo puta kad ljudi dođu u hram, oni ne znaju mnogo o pokretu svjesnosti Krishne.
But they're immediately sensitive to the wonderful spiritual atmosphere that is created by the devotees.
Ali istog trena osjete tu divnu transcendentalnu atmosferu koju bhakte stvore.
Maybe you remember the first time you visited a temple?
Možda se sjećate kad ste prvi put posjetili hram.
You walked in and you went, wow, it's really nice here.
Ušli ste unutra i rekli ste, ovo kako je ovdje lijepo.
So although you didn't know the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, still you were sensitive. There's something special here. Yes, something special. This is the spiritual world.
Iako niste znali filozofiju Bhagavad Gita, osjetili ste, ovdje nešto specijalno. Da, specijalno, to je duhovni svijet.
Just like sometimes countries, they have their embassies in foreign countries.
Baš kao što neke države imaju ambasade u nekim stranim drugim državama.
Just like in Zagreb, we were chanting today in Zagreb. We went past the American embassy.
Baš kao u Zagrebu, kad smo danas mantrali po Zagrebu, prošli smo kod američke ambasade.
So if you were to walk into the American embassy, it'd be just like America. They have the American flag, a picture of the president, Mr. Clinton, United States Marines, right? Everyone speaking with American accent. So you're thinking, oh, I'm in America. I'm not in Zagreb. This is just like little America.
Kad uđete u tu ambasadu, uđete sliku Clintona, sliku predsjednika, svi govore američki, vezi sliku Marinasa i sve u tom američkom moodu. Mislite ćete, oh, ja sam u Americi.
Or you walk into the French embassy.
Ili ušetete u francusku ambasadu.
And they start speaking French to you.
I oni počinu govoriti francuski s vama.
Bonjour monsieur, comment allez-vous? Tu viens ici, c'est très bien. Oh la la, Christ. And you see pictures of, you know, the French president, Jacques Chirac, and you see pictures of Eiffel Tower, Champs-Élysées, et toutes les choses bon comme ça.
Mm-hmm. vidite sliku francuskog predsjednika Eiffel Voltaire, ni to je neke...
Voilà, c'était bien, et maintenant, nous parlons en français, et comme ça... So you go to the French embassy, you're no longer thinking that you're in Zagreb, you're thinking, oh, this is just like France.
I kad dođete u francusku ambasadu, ne mislite više, ovo je Zagreb, vidite, ovo je baš poput Francuske.
And even technically speaking, you're under French law when you walk in a French embassy. You're under American law when you walk in an American embassy.
Čak i kad ušetate u francusku ambasadu, vi ste pod francuskim zakonom, isto kao kad ušetate u američku ambasadu, vi ste pod američkim zakonom.
That's why sometimes people who want political asylum, they want to escape the government, they take shelter in a foreign embassy because the laws of that land don't apply inside that embassy.
Baš kao ljudi koji žele pobjeći od zakona određene države, uzme utočište ambasade svoje države u toj stranoj državi.
So people who want to escape from the material world, they can take shelter in Krishna's embassy, a Hare Krishna temple.
I tako oni koji žele pobjeći od materijalnog svijeta, mogu uzeti utočište u Krishnoj ambasadi, u Hare Krishna hramu.
They'll be protected from the influence of the material world.
Biće zaštićeni od utjecaja materijalnog svijeta.
Just like when Krishna was present on this planet, Vishwakarma, who was the architect of the demigods, he built a palace in Dvarka.
Baš kad je Krishna bio prisutan na ovoj planeti, Vishwakarma, koji je inženjer polubogova, on je izgradio veliku palaču u Dvaraki.
It was actually an assembly hall where they had meetings.
To je bila velika dvorana za okupljanja.
So in that assembly hall, it's described that anyone who walked in that assembly hall, there was no influence of birth, disease, old age or death.
I opisano je, koliko bi došao u tu dvoranu za sastanke, tu ne bi bilo rođenja, bolesti, starosti i smrti.
Theoretically, if you stayed in that assembly house, you would never get diseased, you wouldn't grow one minute older, and of course you'd never die.
Zamislite, kad biste bili u toj kući, vi ne biste niti jednu minutu ostarili, niti biste razboljeli, niti umrli.
Interesting place.
Vrlo zanimljivo mjesto.
So in the same way, when once one enters a Hare Krishna temple, because devotional service is going on here, because the Vrindavan mood is here, theoretically one should not be influenced by the modes of nature, ignorance, passion, and mundane goodness.
Na isti način i sa Hare Krishna templom, kad unutra dođete, vi više niste, bar ne biste trebali biti pod utjecajem neznanja, vrline i strasti.
Just like going from the material world all the way to the spiritual world, just by visiting a Hare Krishna temple.
Upravo poput napuštanja ovog materijalnog svijeta i odlaženja u duhovni svijet, to znači posjetiti Hare Krishna hram.
Just like going from Kunta to Vaikunta.
Baš kao kad odlazite sa Kunte na Vaikuntu.
What does Kunta mean? Kunta means anxiety.
Što Kunta znači? Kunta znači tjeskoba.
So when you put Vaikunta, that cancels the anxiety. It means a place of no anxiety.
Dodate Vaikunta, što znači mjesto gdje nema tjeskobe.
So the material world is a place of anxiety at every step.
Materijalni svijet je mjesto tjeskobe na svakom koraku.
But the spiritual world is called Vaikunta. It's a place of no anxiety.
Ali duhovni svijet se zove Vaikunta, mjesto gdje nema tjeskobe.
So when you come here, there should be no anxiety.
Kad dođete ovdje, tu ne bi više trebalo biti tjeskobe.
To the degree that we're Krishna conscious, we're free from anxiety.
U onoj mjeri u kojoj smo svjesni Krishne, u toj mjeri smo oslobođeni tjeskobe.
To the degree that we're absorbed in these nine processes of devotional service, we're freed from the influence of the material energy.
U onom mjeru u kojem smo angažirani ovih devet procesa službe predanog poštovanja, u toj mjeri smo oslobođeni utjecaja ove materijalne energije.
So sometimes a devotee, he may feel a little bit down one day, not so enthusiastic, not so inspired.
Ponekad se bhakta može osjećati neinspiriran ili nekad malo...
Maybe some problems.
Neki problemi su tu.
Do you ever have any problems in Krishna consciousness?
Da li ste ikad imali nekih problema u svjesnosti Krishne?
Did you ever have any mental problems in Krishna consciousness?
Da li ste ikad imali mentalnih problema u svjesnosti Krishne?
So what is the reason?
Što je razlog?
That we're not fully absorbed in one of the nine processes of Krishna consciousness.
Nismo bili potpuno uključeni u jedan od devet procesa službe predanog poštovanja.
So we're in the modes of material nature.
jesmo pod utjecajem guna materijalne prirode.
The best way to transcend the modes, the best way to be engaged, immediately engaged in devotional service.
I najbolji način da transcendirate je da odmah se uključite u službu predanog poštovanja.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then we become Prahlad.
Onda postanemo Prahlad.
We become Prahlad.
Postaćemo Prahlad.
We become Prahlad Das.
Nećete postati Prahlad. Postaćete Prahlad Das.
Prahlad, actually the literal meaning of Prahlad means one who is very blissful, being absorbed in Brahman or Krishna.
Literalno značenje Prahlad je onaj koji je vrlo blažen, koji je apsorbiran u Krishnu ili Brahman.
Prahlada, being very blissful, being in Krishna consciousness.
Prahlad znači jako blažen, jako sretan u svjesnosti Krishne.
So we become Prahlada, we become blissful by engaging in chanting Hare Krishna.
Mi postanemo blaženi, mi postanemo Prahlada, uključujući se u pjevanje Hare Krishna.
So this temple is a great is a very wonderful thing in this city, because people who are feeling the anxiety of material life, they can visit this little preaching center and they can feel like they're in Vaikuntha.
Ovo mjesto tako dragocjeno, jer ljudi mogu, koji osjećaju tjeskobu u materijalnom svijetu, mogu doći ovdje i tu će se osjetiti kao na Vaikunti.
Of course, someone may say, well, what's the difference between this house and the house next door? They're both just four walls. Why? What makes these four walls so special?
Neko može reći, pa dobro, u čemu je razlika između ove kuće ovdje i one u susjedstvu? Što će ove zidove posebnim? Zidi tu i zidi tamo.
Technically, this house is the same as the house next door, but what's the difference?
Tehnički kuća je ista.
Mamchayo vibhicharina bhakti yogina sevate. That we're engaged in devotional service.
Razlika je u tome što su mi uključili u službu predanog poštovanja.
What makes the spiritual world?
Što čini duhovni svijet?
The bhava, or the sentiment of love for Krishna. That's what makes the spiritual world. That's why the spiritual world is so nice, because of bhava, of love for Krishna.
Bhava ili ljubav prema Krishna čini duhovni svijet, zato je on tako lijep.
So if we serve Krishna with love and devotion here in the temple, it will be Vaikuntha.
I ako budemo služili Krishnu ovdje u hramu sa ljubavlju i devocijom, to će biti Vaikuntha.
Actually, Sri Rupa Goswami describes that one of the first symptoms of devotional service is freedom from material anxiety.
Zapravo Šri Rupa Goswami opisuje da je jedan od prvih simptoma službe prirodnog poštovanja olakšanje od svih materijalnih briga tjeskoba.
Then when you're free from anxiety, you can very peacefully serve Krishna.
Kad se slobodno tjeskobe, možete vrlo mirno služiti Krishnu.
Krishna bhakta nishkama ata eva shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kam akalaya shanta. Krishna bhakta nishkama, because a devotee is nishkama, free from material desires, shanti. He's peaceful.
Pošto je bhakta slobodan od svih materijalnih želja, on je miran.
But bhukti mukti siddhi kam akale ashanta. The sense enjoyer, the yogi, and the jnani, ashanta. They're all in anxiety because they have some material desires, greater or lesser, but some desires are there.
Ali čulni uživač, jnani ili yogi, oni su uvijek u tjeskobi jer imaju neke materijalne želje.
But Krishna bhakta nishkama. Devotee is freed from material desires, so he's peaceful. But more than being peaceful, he's ecstatic because his spiritual desires are satisfied by engaging in devotional service.
Krishna bhakta, pošto nema ni jednu drugu želju, on je miran, i više nego miran, on je ekstatičan, jer je uvijek uključen u blaženu službu predanog poštovanja.
By giving up material activity, you become peaceful, shanti.
Ostavljajući materijalnu aktivnost, vi postanete mirni.
But our goal is not simply to become shanti, freed from material activity. Our goal is to engage in active devotional service. That's the difference.
Ali naš cilj nije da postanemo jednostavno mirni, da dostignemo mir, već da se uključimo u službu predanog poštovanja.
Just like when I was first becoming a devotee, actually when the first week I joined the temple, we had different pictures in the temple room of different incarnations of Krishna.
Baš kao kad sam ja posjetio hram, tu su bile različite slike raznih inkarnacija Krishne.
So my attention was first drawn to the picture of Buddha.
I ma pažnju najprije privukla slika Bude.
Buddha is the enlightened one.
Buddha je onaj koji je prosvjetljen.
So you see the picture of Buddha. He's here, his lotus eyes.
Vidite Budu sa svojim lotosovim očima.
Shanti. Because he taught this path of renunciation, of detachment from everything that is mundane or material.
jer on je poučavao taj put odvojenosti od svega što je svjetovno ili materijalno.
So naturally, if you're detached from the source of suffering, material activity, you become freed from suffering.
Ako ste odvojeni od uzroka patnje materijalnih aktivnosti, onda ste slobodni od patnje.
Just like if there's a live electric wire, if you hold on to it, just let go. Simple.
Upravo kao električni kabel, ako ga držite, on će vas stresat će vas struja, međutim trebate ga jednostavno pustiti i bit ćete mirni.
So what is the source of suffering in this world?
Što je uzrok patnje u ovom svijetu?
Material desire, material activity.
Materijalne želje, materijalne aktivnosti.
It causes karma. We become involved in a chain of actions and reactions. We suffer.
Zbog karme mi postanemo zapleteni u akcije i reakcije i tako patimo.
So let go.
I pustite to, napustite to.
Give it up, stop material activity. Just stop meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling and everything else connected.
Jednostavno prestanite sa materijalnim aktivnostima, sa jedenjem mesa, kockanjem, toksiciranjem, nezakonitim seksom, jednostavno prestanite.
But as Vaishnavas we know there's something higher than just freedom from material reactions.
Ali Vaishnava zna da postoji nešto više od puke slobode od materijalnih aktivnosti.
We know there's active devotional service to Krishna in the spiritual world. That is the source of ecstasy.
Mi znamo da je aktivna služba predanog poštovanja posvećena Krišni ekstaza.
So I used to meditate when I first became a devotee because I was suffering so much in the material world at the picture of Buddha. Oh, Shanti, 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 Hare Krishna. I want to be like that. Yes, peaceful.
Pošto sam jako mnogo patio u materijalnom svijetu, ta slika Buda me jako privukla. Shanti, mir, ja bih htio biti takav.
But then one day my attention was drawn through all the incarnations to the Panchatattva.
Ali jednog dana je moju pažnju odukla slika Panchatattve.
And it was something different. Here was Buddha, very peaceful, and here was Gornitai, leaping in the air with big smiles and arms outstretched and twirling and whirling and wadibo.
To je bilo nešto. Tamo Buddha samo sjedio, miran, međutim ovdje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i cijela Panchatattva skače, viču, plešu.
And I thought, well, that's what I want to do, not just, you know, shanti. But I want to do like that. I want to join that kirtan party.
Onda sam pomislio, ja ne želim biti takav shanti, ja želim se pridružiti toj kirtan zabavi.
I want to be in that part of the spiritual world.
Ja želim biti u tom dijelu duhovnog svijeta.
Not the Brahman, where there's just freedom from material desires, one is merged in bliss. No, I want to be higher than the Brahman, Goloka Vrindavan, where one is engaged in active service to Krishna. That is the nature of the soul, to be active, not to be quiet. Shanti. Translate.
Ja želim otići u Goloku Vrindavan, tamo gdje je aktivnost, gdje je ekstaza.
So Golok Prendan, Harinam Sankirtan. That Golok, that Vaikuntha mood, that ecstatic mood of Krishna consciousness, Golok Prendan, Harinam Sankirtan. It's descended in the form of this Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
I taj osjećaj, to raspoloženje iz Goloka Vrindavana je sišlo na zemlju u pokretu gospodina Čaitanje.
Krishna varnam tuša krishnam shanga pangisha pashadam yagnai sankirtan vaya ijanti hi sumerasaha. That mood, that ecstatic mood of Krishna consciousness is there in the congregational chanting of the holy names.
To ekstatično raspoloženje svjesnosti Krishna je u tom skupnom pjevanju svetih imena.
Chanting Hare Krishna is always ecstatic.
Pjevanje Hare Krishna je uvijek ekstatično.
Even when you just take your japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama. Čak i kad samo uzmete japu i pjevate na japi.
Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna contain.
Rupa Goswami je izjavio da nemamo pojma koliko mnogo nektara sadrže ta dva sloga Krishna.
I wish I had thousands of tongues and millions of ears so I could relish the chanting Hare Krishna.
Kad bi bar mogao imati tisuće jezika i milijone ušiju da mogu realizirati nektar pjevanja Hare Krishna.
But the glories of the holy name become even more manifest when we chant in a congregation of devotees.
Ali slava svetog imena postane još više manifestirane kad pjevamo u društvu bhakta.
Just like milk.
Poput mlijeka.
Milk is very nice.
Mlijeko je jako lijepo.
But then you can boil the milk with a little sugar and you get kheer. You get like sweet rice.
Ali možete i prokuhati mlijeko sa malo šećera i dobiti kheer. Slatku režu?
No, you do. You have sweet rice here?
Yes.
Oh. Tomorrow we can have some sweet rice.
Sutra možemo imati nešto slatke riže.
We had lots of ice cream in Zagreb, so if we can get some sweet rice here, that'll be.
Imali smo mnogo sladoleda u Zagrebu, sad bi ovdje mogli imati slatke riže.
Sweet rice is always best when it's served cold.
Ona je uvijek najbolja kad se servira hladno.
And not too thick, but thin, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He liked it kind of thin, that type of sweet.
I ne previše debela, već tanka.
And no raisins inside. Raisins?
Bez grožđa unutra.
When they first served Prabhupada raisins in his sweet rice in San Francisco in late 1960s, he said, "Who has put flies in my sweet rice?"
Kad je šla Prabhupada prvi put vidio grožđice u riži u San Francisco, rekao je, "Ko je stavio muhu unutra u slatku rižu?"
So then you cook the milk down, you get sweet rice. You cook it down even more, you get burfi.
I kad skuhate još više, kad pokuhate mlijeko, dobijete burfi.
So milk is nice, but the more you cook it down, the more nectarian it becomes.
Mlijeko je jako lijepo, ali što ga više skuhate, to više postaje nektarsko.
So devotional service is nice from the very beginning.
Služba predanog poštovanja je lijepa od samog početka.
The more you turn up the fire of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, the more you cook it, you cook the process of devotional service, the more nectarian it becomes.
A što više zapali tu vatru Krishna Sankirtana, to više ekstatično postane.
Right? So, chanting is very nice. In the very beginning, the first time you chanted, Hare Krishna, oh, you liked. It was nice.
Isto tako pjevanje je lijepo od samog početka. Prvi put kad kažete Hare Krishna,
so you got some japa beads, Hare Krishna, ah, yes, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Onda uzmete nešto džape i malo pevate na džape.
But then kirtan, oh, this is very nice, Hare Krishna.
A onda je kirtan, ovo je jako lijepo.
But how does it even become more nectarian, even more relishable?
Ali kako može biti čak i još više nektarsko od toga?
When we take the chanting to the people.
Kad to pjevanje odnesemo ljudima.
Yes. When we take the chanting, the congregational chanting, and we include the people, the fallen conditioned souls in the chanting. Maybe they're not chanting, but they're hearing, and the same result is there, Vishnu Smaranam.
Odnesemo to pjevanje njima i to je isti rezultat kad njih uključimo. Ne moraju pjevati, nek samo slušaju. Rezultat je isti, Vishnu Smaranam.
Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Shravanam hearing and chanting brings Vishnu Smaranam, remembrance of God, Vishnu.
Pjevanje i slušanje donosi smaranu, sjećanje na Vishnu.
So when we go to the streets and we take the chanting of Hare Krishna to the people on the streets or in the festivals like we're going to have tomorrow night, the chanting party, the kirtan party, becomes very big.
I kad odnesemo to pjevanje ljudima na ulicu, kao što ćemo učiniti sutra na festivalu, tada ta kirtan zabava postane jako velika.
Someone is singing, someone is hearing, but the effect is the same. Both parties are remembering Krishna.
Netko pjeva, netko sluša, međutim jedni i drugi se sjećaju Krishna.
Then it truly becomes the sankirtan, the full, complete glorification of the Lord.
To je uistinu postaje sankirtan ili potpuno slavljenje gospodina.
Then it really becomes relishable.
Tada zaista postane ukusno.
Chanting the holy names is most ecstatic when we chant in public with the people.
Pjevanje svetih imena je najekstatičnije kada pjevamo u javnosti među ljudima.
Have you experienced that?
Da li ste iskusili to?
Yes. We can create Vaikuntha even on the streets of Kali Yuga cities.
Mi možemo stvoriti Vaikuntu čak i na ulicama Kali Yuga gradova.
Kali is afraid. He's running in fear. What is this powerful sound which is driving me mad and making all these people give up illicit sex, intoxication and mutiny? What is this horrible sound? Oh! Ah! No!
Kali Boži misli kakav je užasan moćan zvuk što ljude tjera da prestanu sa nezakonitim seksom, sa intoksikacijom. Kakav je to užasan zvuk? Ne.
What is that trumpet heralding the glories of the Lord? Hare Krishna, bo 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 bo, Hare Krishna, played by this Ekalavya Das. It's driving me nuts, this trumpet!
Kakva je truba što slavi gospodina, ko svira Ekalavya Das, to me čini ludim.
What are these sweet Bengali melodies played by this Sri Prahlad Das? Melting the hearts of the conditioned souls. I've made those hearts hard. Hearts hard. I've made those hearts hard. That's a tough one. By my sinful activity, encourage them in sinful activity, and he's melting them with these Hare Krishna songs. What are, who are these people?
Prelad koji peva te slatke bengalske melodije, to moje srce previše tvrdo za tako nešto. Kako, kako radi to?
Who is this Shanti Prime? Who does he think he is being happy in this material world? I'm against happiness. Why is he smiling?
Ko je ta Shanti Parana što je uvijek sretan u materijalnom svijetu? Kako može biti sretan u materijalnom
svijetu? I'm going to attack these personalities.
Ja ću napasti njih.
Who is that that's protecting them there? Lakshmi Nisringa Day? Oh, I'm getting out of here!
Ja bih pokušao napasti koji štiti Lakshmi Nisringa Day. Bežimo odavde.
Who are they carrying in that silver box?
Što to nose u toj srebrnoj kutiji?
Supreme personality of Godhead, Lakshmi Nisringa. I'm getting out of here.
Nose sve više božansku osobu, Lakshmi Nisringa Day. Bežimo odavde.
So Kali, he flees in fear when the Sankirtan movement comes to the streets.
Kali beži u strahu kad Sankirtan pokret dođe na ulice.
Because he's made a lot of progress in the last 5,000 years. When Maharaj Pariksit was here, he had a hard time finding any place to live because there was no sinful activity under the reign of the great devotee king Maharaj Pariksit.
Kali sad ima mnogo više pogodnosti jer u vrijeme kralja Parikšita on nije mogao čak ni naći mjesto gdje da živi, nigdje nije bilo grešnih djelatnosti.
But now Kali is everywhere.
Ali sada je Kali posvuda.
Every nook and cranny, everywhere you go, there's meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling.
U svakom kutu, gdje god pogledate, svuda je jedanje mesa, nezakoniti seks, kockanje, intoksikacije.
But it's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Just drives Kali out from everywhere. He has to flee, try to find another place to go. He can go to Belgrade.
Ali ovo pevanje jednostavno Kali atjera. Kali beži na bilo koje drugo mjesto u Belgrad.
He can go to Serbia.
Srbiju.
And when he gets to Serbia, he'll also be surprised.
Ali kad ode u Srbiju, tamo će također biti iznenađen.
Because there is Nityananda Band.
Jer tamo je Nityananda Band.
And one very powerful Mataji. What is her name?
Jedna moćna Mataji.
Mahodari. Mahodari. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Kali! Ah, no! They're chanting here also. Guneshwar is here. I'm getting out of here.
I onda Kali kad vidi Mataji Mahodari kako pjeva Hare Krishna kaže, oh ne, bežimo odavde, to je Guneshvara, joj.
So anywhere he goes in this Kali Yuga, he's finding gradually Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement is manifesting there. Kali is very worried. He's in a very difficult position now.
I Kali gdje god dođe i vidi pokret gospodina Chaitanya, on je jako zabrinut tada, gdje da ode?
Because the Sankirtan movement is actually turning this planet into the spiritual world. Slowly, but surely.
Jer Sankirtan pokret postupno okreće ovu planetu u duhovni svijet. Polako, ali i sigurno.
It's already been predicted. Lord Chaitanya said the Sankirtan will go to every town and village.
To je već proračeno. Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao da će Sankirtan pokret otići u svako selo i grad.
And we're very fortunate as the pioneers of the Sankirtan movement to be witnessing this miracle of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I mi smo jako sretni da budemo ti pioniri, da vi budemo svjedoci tog njegovog proročanstva.
I think in our lifetime we will see some very amazing things happen because of the Sankirtan movement.
Mislim da ćemo za vrijeme trajanja naših života vidjeti predivne stvari zbog ovog pokreta svjesnosti Krišne.
Just wait. You will see within your lifetime many miracles as a result of the Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
Čekajte samo, vidjet ćete u vašim životima toliko čuda zbog tog pokreta gospodina Čajtanje.
Prabhupada told Gurudas in London in 1972, this movement will save the world in its darkest hours.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao Guru Dasu 1972, da će ovaj pokret spasiti svijet kad bude u najmračnijem dijelu.
No doubt the world is becoming very dark because of so many evil, sinful activities.
I nema sumnje da svijet postaje jako mračan zbog svih tih zlih grešnih djelatnosti.
But somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will be there and we'll see a change. Even in our lifetimes we'll see many wonderful things.
Ali zbog milosti Čajtanja Mahaprabhu mi ćemo čak i za vrijeme naših života vidjeti toliko predivnih stvari.
So we're very, very fortunate to be living in this wonderful Vaikuntha temple.
I mi smo jako sretni da živimo u ovom Vaikuntha hramu.
And we should spread the mercy of good fortune to the other people of this region by going out and distributing books and prasadam and chanting Hare Krishna and having nice festivals like tomorrow night.
I mi trebamo također tu atmosferu odnijeti ljudima van u obliku knjiga, prasadama i velikih festivala kao što će biti ovaj sutra.
So we're feeling very fortunate to be in your association.
I mi osjećamo se jako sretnim što smo u vašem društvu.
We heard that you've worked very hard, you've sold already sold 600 tickets, is that true for tomorrow?
Čuli smo da ste jako teško radili i prodali oko 600 karata za sutrašnji festival, da je to istina?
Da. Bella dobra. Okay, so that tomorrow we what do we do tomorrow? We have a little Harinam tomorrow?
Yes? Yes.
No? Big Harinam. We don't want little tiny insy wincy. We want Mahamahotsava. We want big Harinam.
Mi ne želimo neki tinci, vinci, harina. Mi želimo veliku feštu od harinama.
So we'll need a little rest because we've been doing quite a lot of traveling and preaching, so we'll have to get good rest so that we can get out there on the street. And we had a big harinam in Zagreb today, very big. It was ecstatic.
Sad moramo se odmoriti pošto smo mnogo putovali zbog tog preachinga. Danas smo u Zagrebu napravili jedan veliki harinam, bio zaista ekstatičan.
That television program Good Morning Croatia, you know that program?
Taj televizijski TV program Dobro jutro Hrvatska, znate taj program?
They came and filmed us today.
Došli su da nas snime danas.
And they can use that film on Friday morning. We're going to go into the studio and we're going to have a live interview. They're going to use some of that film and discuss with us what is Hare Krishna.
I u petak ujutro će biti emisija o tome, oni su nas pozvali u studio i onda će pustiti neke dijelove iz tog filma u toj emisiji da čuju o tome što je Hare Krishna.
So on Friday morning you can turn on the TV, it's authorized on Friday morning. And you can watch Hare Krishna Good Morning South Africa, or Good Morning Croatia.
U petak ujutro možemo upaliti TV i gledati program Dobro jutro Hrvatska, Dobro jutro Hare Krishna.
Yes, because they're going to start the program, they took Shanti, Prahlad and Ekalevya and they put him in front of the camera and they said when we start the camera you say Good morning Croatia, right? So that's going to be the opening scene, these three Ramacharis. Good morning Croatia, Hare Krishna. Oh no, Hare Krishna.
Ono kad upalimo jutro televiziju, tu će biti tri nasmijena brahmačara u Shanti Parana prelade Eka Lavija koji će reći Dobro jutro Hrvatska. Oh ne, Hare Krishna, joj, natrag u krevet.
So it'll be a nice surprise for you.
To će biti divno iznenađenje za vas.
Okay, so we'll take rest now. Maybe we'll have a little bhajan, short bhajan. No?
Mogli bi imati jedan kratki bhajan.
Who doesn't want to have a bhajan?
Who doesn't want a bhajan?
Ah, good, nobody. Who wants to have a little bhajan?
Go to a little bhajan.
Okay. How about the neighbors? They also want? The neighbors, they also want?
Susedi također žele?
They don't care. They like Hare Krishna. Good night, Hare Krishna. Okay, well, a little bhajan. Do we have to keep it soft because of the neighbors? No? No problem. No neighbors here, right? Okay, you said. Okay. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki.
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Yeah.
Shri Panchatattva Ki.
Yeah.
Sri Sri Lakshmi Narasingadev Ki.
Yeah.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Paramahansa Parabhajikacharya Oshitara Satasri Sri Madhiskan Founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada Ki Anantakodi Vaishnava Vindaki Nam Charashila Haridash Thakur Ki Pramsakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gau Bhaktinanda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gagopina Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavandam Ki Vaturadam Ki Navadeep Mayapuradam Ki Ganga Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulsi Maharani Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Shri Panchatattva Ki Lakshmi Narasingha Devi Ki Gau Premanandi. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Guru Gauranga.